Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Late in Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. Today, I'm going to be talking about AR practices, augmented reality practices. I'm going to be drawing on the concepts that I laid out in the other augmented reality episode, and I'm going to talk about some concrete ways that you could use those concepts to help you create some content. All right? So, once again, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Late in Branding. So, in the last episode, I talked about the various concepts about composing with AR, the first being the interface duality of composing with and in AR. And so one of the best ways to think about and use this concept, the interface duality, that is both the screen and in the real world, is to think about practicing creating content, not for either or, but for both at the same time. So let me give you a concrete way to do this. If you're thinking about, let's say, creating an interactive game or an interactive object of some sort, I'm just going to use an easy example of a business card. You want to create a business card that has some interactions. So you have to think about not only how people are going to hold the business card, how they're going to flip the business card around, flip it over on the back side, look at all the information on the front side, but you're also then are going to look at, okay, people are going to have to look at the business card holding by a phone or a mobile device that's going to give you the screen. So you have two interfaces there. You have the card itself, and then you have the screen. But you also have to think about the way those two things interact with one another. So for instance, in the example that I'm using, the user, the person, whoever they happen to be, is going to have to hold the card most likely with one hand and then hold the phone with the other. Or alternatively, they could put the card down on a table and then use this screen in that way. So the example that I'm using here is basically trying to illustrate this idea that those two things are going to interact in some way. And so when you're thinking about, okay, where am I going to place the augmented reality interactivity? Am I going to place it on the front of the card, on the back of the card? Am I going to imagine my user as having to hold the card, put the card on a table, and interact with it in either with two hands or with one hand? Again, these are all questions that you're going to have to raise and ask yourself as you're thinking about composing with AR. And this example has been my attempt to illustrate how the interface duality functions for AR. Now, the second aspect that I talked about last episode was access and identity. So let's keep up, and I'm going to stay with this example of the business card and trying to create augmented reality for the business card. How does access and identity fit here? You might think about who has access to the business card, what kinds of people would be interested in a business card, and what kinds of things you do around the business card. So all of that's context and sort of the social and historical context of what this genre of a business card does, right? It's meant to get you an interview. It's meant to accompany perhaps a resume. It's meant maybe to be stapled to a resume. Oftentimes it's meant for job fairs, or it's even meant for like elevator conversations, going to professional conferences, that sort of thing. So you have all of the various ideas surrounding your object that's going to be augmented. But then you also think about how are people going to access that augmented type genre or document or content, whatever it happens to be, in the context of holding a device or something along those lines. So let me use an example that frequently comes up in my classes where we're talking about augmented reality. Let's say my students go to a job fair and they have a business card that's been augmented that they have to then either install the app to show potential employers that the augmented reality has been crafted and created, or they have to have some sort of way to allow the potential employer or their interviewer to have access to the augmented aspect of their business card. And so you have to think about not only who's going to use the augmented reality, but how are they going to access it? what kinds of devices do they have? And the easiest way to think about this is, are you using an augmented reality program that is only available on an Apple device and or Android? So you probably want to use one that's accessible to both. Are you using something that is going to be sound-oriented? You have to think about hearing capabilities of your users. You also have to then think about context. Like I said, does somebody have to download a particular app, or can they just sort of use the augmented reality function without an app? Most can't. Most need some sort of app. So, again, this is what I mean by access and identity. Now, moving on to the third aspect, what I was talking about, the aversion of sort of two dimensions into three-dimensional space, the aversion into three-dimensional space, like I was saying last time. What this means is to think about how a screen is going to become a three-dimensional portal. And so if you're thinking about, let's say, a business card again, you're going to think about how can I turn some of that information and adjust it into three-dimensional space. So from a very practical point of view, you might think about typography, fonts as becoming three-dimensional. You might have to think about not only typing words out, but also about how you kern them in three-dimensional space. So you have to think about typography and design practices, not only on the screen, but also in this screen that's three-dimensional space. So you have to think about how things that have been traditionally two-dimensional, how they become three-dimensional, and what kinds of practices you need to inculcate in your own content creation to make that happen. The frequent thing that I always talk about, because I teach writing, is about how you make text become three-dimensional and how you want to make those things appear to your users who are trying to look at your augmented reality business card. And I should also say, the reason I'm using business card is because this is the thing that I frequently have my students do, because I teach professional writing. And the fourth practice that I mentioned last episode was physical digital user experience. And I know some of the things I've already said in this episode relate, but here's where you start thinking about the intersection between using the genre, content, and the screen. So let's use the example that I've been talking about, the business card. You have to think about how the user is going to be both holding the card as well as the device, or if they're only holding the device and they're looking at the card on a flat surface like a table, you have to think about how they're going to position themselves. So you have to consider that duality again, but that duality is not a duality for augmented reality anymore. It's actually a single experience. And so when we think about user interfaces or user experiences, we don't think about them as physical or digital. We think about them as physical digital. The fifth part, the fifth aspect concept that I talked about last episode was geolocation and cultural contact zones. And this is pretty straightforward. You have to think about, for instance, with the business card, you have to think about what are the expectations of a business card in the U.S., versus in China, versus in the UK, versus in whatever other country. But you also have to think about the various kinds of cultural contacts that could be made. And so you might think about the various kinds of groups that come into contact with one another when using a business card. So again, I'm going to go back to my experiences here and talk about the job fairs, where I have a lot of students from China as well as Korea and Japan. And they all have very kinds of competing ideas about what a physical business card looks like. However, they do generally look at augmented reality as a way to bridge some of those gaps between what the genre might look like. So what I have my students do is they actually have one type of physical business card, and then when they augment the business card, they actually try to develop different kinds of cultural business cards and different features about a business card that various kinds of cultures and groups and even businesses would like to see. And then the last aspect that I'm talking about today is time and space, and you have to think about simply how people are going to move that business card through space. How they're going to flip it, goes up, down, left, right, back and forth, how they can evert it, like I've said, and also how all of those things will progress through time. So you have to think about if you're going to design an augmented experience that, you know, juts out of the business card, is it going to jut out in front, to the left, to the right? How is it going to position? Why is it going to be positioned in that way? And then you're going to think about at what point is it going to change? So you have to develop, you have to think about not only that space, but you have to think about that space over the course of time. So you might think about designing an experience that, you know, let's say is going to jut out the top of the business card and is going to present three different images that are related to you on your business card. You might also think about, are all three of them going to jut out at the same time? Is one going to jut out, and then 10 seconds later, a second is going to jut out, and then maybe at the very end, you know, another picture of you doing some work, creating content is going to jut out of your business card. That's what I mean by time and space. And obviously, all six of these things are interlocked and related. You don't necessarily have to do them all in the same order, but they're all meant to be considerations to help you develop content, and they're meant more as a heuristic, and I've been using this business card as an example. So, I know I threw a lot at you. If you have any questions or comments, please, again, send them my way. My email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @MirrorSophistry. Once again, my Twitter handle is @MirrorSophistry. And as always, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Latent Branding.